This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Back over 28,000 for Bitcoin, 28,175. It is, man, it is showing like bullish features to all of this. It really is. It's fought through all this adversity, and it has continued to climb. And I think the banking stuff has also kind of helped, that some people are waking up and realizing what the hell is going on. And they're realizing that their money really isn't safe. You know what's the hilarious part? Is that when people tell me, well, Bitcoin's too volatile. Well, wait a minute, dude. In 14 years, it went from zero to $28,000. What's volatility? Oh, no, because it was at 67. Well, wait a minute. Are you stupid? Do you invest? Do you know anything about investing? What asset class goes from 8,000 to 67 and holds? Anybody out there an investor? Okay, because I am. And it doesn't hold. Nothing. Anything that goes parabolic then consolidates. Anything and everything. Okay? The shit went from 8,000 to 67,000. And part of it was, back in 2020, because we had a pandemic, people thought a recession was coming, and they poured money into Bitcoin to save their asses from the dollar, obviously going lower and lower and lower like it does every year. Because you buy less and less. But if anybody thinks that it's normal for any asset, does Amazon go to 67,000? Does Microsoft go to 67,000? Does Tesla go to 67,000? I'm trying to check because, you know, I want the best stocks in the world, right? Do they ever go there? No. So it shows you the potential of it. That's the part that people get lost in. They get into the naivete. They say, well, no, dude, it's too volatile. It went to 67. Yeah, macro, bro. Pull it out. Go 14 years. If you invested 10 years ago, you got a hell of a lot more money now. Bitcoin is up 300% since the start of 2020. Are you listening to me? 300% since the start of 2020. And when it hits 29,000 in next day or two or three, it'll be up 75% from January 1st. What asset does that? None. Don't worry about it. Don't even bother taking a guess or anything. Gold doesn't do it. Silver doesn't do it. Platinum doesn't do it. None of them do it. But the problem is that too many are stuck blindly looking at a small window where it went parabolic and then it went back down again. But then what they don't look at is that the lows are higher every single time. So it'll never reach 16.5 ever again. The next time after you have a next bull run and it has any kind of contraction, it may go to 30 or 40. But you'll never see 16 again. Just like the last time it went to 8, you never saw 8 again. You know, 70% of Bitcoin hasn't moved in 2 years. I read an article yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, and it said, this is the lowest time right now of people buying Bitcoin. Well, of course, we're in a bear market. People don't have money. 70% of Bitcoin hasn't moved. There's a percentage of Bitcoin that's already lost from over the years. And who invests in a bear market? Only investors that believe in Microsoft or Tesla or Bitcoin or platinum or gold or whatever. But the average person is not investing right now. The average person is paying their bills, dude. Because we're on the brink of, you know, catastrophic financial failure. So risk stocks and tech stocks all over are down 50, 60, 70, 80%. But again, when you write for the Wall Street Journal and you're writing an article about Bitcoin, that author of it or that writer, he or she doesn't know jack shit about Bitcoin. So they give you the lazy facts that it's right now the at the lowest buying rate. So why is that? Is it because people are scared? No, dude. It's because right now there's the lowest buying rate for practically every asset out there. Because right now it's not the time to buy. We're not in a bull market. Nobody, did the article mention that? No. Did the article mention that 70% of Bitcoin has not moved in 2 years because people like me are not selling their Bitcoin? Because you're not really supposed to sell it. You're supposed to hodl it. That doesn't mention that in the article. Does it mention that there might be about 4 million of the 21 million that will be mined that are already lost? No, it doesn't mention that. Does it mention that the exchanges are at all-time lows right now with Bitcoin, that they have the least amount of Bitcoin that they've ever had? No, they don't mention those things. It's because if you have to mention that in the Wall Street Journal, it kills your article. But, you know, if you don't follow it and you don't understand it, you're going to talk shit and you're not going to know what the hell you're talking about like that person in the Wall Street Journal. This is why I tell you a lot of times, for those of you that are keeping up with crypto, be careful where you read, because a lot of the people that are writing don't know shit about crypto. They don't know anything about Bitcoin. They don't even know what a blockchain is. They don't even know what a miner is. They have no idea. And they don't invest. And those are my favorite people. The people that don't have a penny in any market aren't really investors and don't really understand investing. And then you're talking about it? And that's the Wall Street Journal. But I get it. 95% of the world doesn't follow crypto, doesn't really understand what the hell is going on. They hear other people just give you FUD and, you know, fear, uncertainty, and doubt because you don't know any better. So you're listening to them. It's a problem. But anyway, again, like I told you, they say FDIC insured, right? And just to let me give you the exact number again so I don't get it wrong, okay? The FDIC has around the neighborhood of $125 billion in their reserve to save banks. There's $9.5 trillion in banks in the U.S. They're not saving other banks. In fact, most of them are going to go down. But if you want to pay attention to Yellen, Powell, and Biden, you go ahead and do that.